Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of
memories.
Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of
memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let's give Him praise, honor, and glory, and thanks for keeping us through this day and giving us the things that we've got. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open and go into Your Word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to open our hearts and our minds to be receptive so that we can receive a better understanding of this Your Word, Father. And that we will be better equipped to help those that are walking in darkness to realize that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. And may something said or done during this study will bring them closer to realization that they need to come out of darkness and to the light, and that light being Jesus. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this study, and I pray and ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, those of you that take communion with us, once again, let us ask the Lord that if we have committed any errors this day that has not been pleasing to Him, that He forgive us of those errors and that He'll let us know what they are so that we don't repeat them and do them again. And once again, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Get your bread. We know that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which He was betrayed, He took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Eat your bread. Get your cup. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink in remembrance of me. Drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And praise his holy name. And I give him thanks for everything. All right. We're going to be picking back up here this evening in chapter 8 of 1 Kings. We had got through 40, verse 40. We'll be picking up with 41. But now over the weekend, we're going to be leaving 1 Kings, and we're going to be back in to a study and a message that God gave me yesterday evening, and it will be coming out of the four Gospels. All right, we ended with the last two verses there, 39, then hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the heart of all the children of men. And 40, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. And that's where we left off this morning. We finished with those, so we're picking back up there. And we know that the Lord knows every one of us, our hearts and our minds. He knows really our thoughts and all before we do, because he knows all about us. He knows more about you and I than we know about ourselves. And this is why we need to be growing closer to him every day. That's why, too, his word tells us to study his word daily. We're told to study it daily. He doesn't pull any punches, and he really means exactly what he says. And that's why he had me set up this Bible study, was to give us all a better chance of being into his word. And we're not there alone. Of course, those that are born again are never alone. But we are reaching some that are still walking in darkness, but they are looking for something better because they know that they stand in need of something more. And this is one way we can reach them. We've been completely through the New Testament twice now since he set up this Bible study. And we're thus far through the Old Testament, which will put us through the complete Bible. Now, but you can never read and study these things too many times, because our minds are small according to the ways of Almighty God and his word, and we need to always be remembered of the good things of his word and the things in which we need and will need as we do the work of the Lord. And that's what we are supposed to be doing. All right. 41. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people, Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake. 42. For they shall hear of thy great name and of thy strong hand and of thy stretched out arm when he shall come and pray toward this house. 43. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. 44. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name. 45. Then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captivities into the land of the enemy, far or near. Now, you see, they are still in the time, in the period of time, to where mankind is always committing some errors and sins, because he's not equipped as those that are born again today. And that's what made the difference, is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ being our sacrifice, taking our sins, our sicknesses, our diseases, and all to the cross, taking them upon himself, so that we would not have to carry them. And he's given us a way for him to take care of us. But most will not work in building their faith to where it should be, to receive the promises that God has given to us. so that we can receive the good things he has for us and has already even given to us. We have to have the faith and the patience and the love to see these things work in our lives. 44. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name. 45. Then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. 46. For if they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives into the land of the enemy, for are near. 47. Yet, if they shall bethink themselves in thy land, whether they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemy, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou givest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. 49. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captivity, that they may have compassion on them. 51. For they be thy people and thy inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron. 52. That thine eyes may be opened unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. Now, 53. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses, thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. We started way back in verse 25, and we are now at verse 54, and all of those verses is Solomon praying for the people in his land and in his day, even the strangers that are there that are not Jews, but that are there in the land. He's even praying for them. Think about your prayer life. When you do go to the Lord to pray, what is your prayer about? Is it always about you or is it for others and other things? Because we really have need today for the Lord God to hear His people, His children today, pray for their lands and pray against those that are evil, that is bringing all of the evil upon our lands and our people, trying to bring in this one world government that will take all of your rights away from you. And as of right now, we need them out of office. And we all need to be standing together in prayer to our Lord and Savior in helping us to remove them from office and to replace them with those that are walking on that pathway of righteousness that is serving the Lord our God, that love Him, love Jesus, and bring things back to being what they need to be, and even beyond what they were, bringing them further and closer to the kingdom of Almighty God, so that we can have this great revival, not just here in our land, but throughout the world. All people. And we need to be praying for all of mankind to be changed. Because there are those out there in other lands, other countries, other nations, that has never really heard the truth of God's word. And we need to be getting it out there for them. And we need to be praying for ways of doing it. And ways of reaching those here even at home in our own land. But throughout our whole land. Not just within the little community where we live, but within our county, within our state, and within our country, our nation. And bringing our government and putting it back upon the foundation in which it was founded. And if we don't get it done, we're going to wind up losing everything. Our land, all of our rights, all of our liberties, and we'll become workers for this social government, doing whatever they want you to do, and receiving whatever they want to give you, if anything. That's why we needed to really listen to this prayer that we've just read. And it wouldn't hurt to go back even over it again if you get the time. You can start with verse 25 and come on through to verse 53, really. Now here in 54, and it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all of this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. 55. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people, Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. In 57, the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. 59, and let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God, day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people, Israel, at all times, as the matter shall require. 60, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. 61, let your hearts therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. And when we look really at those verses, 54 through 61, Solomon kept off his prayers with a directory blessing on the congregation of Israel. In doing so, he praises God for giving rest unto his people. However, due to Israel's sin, that rest was incomplete and would be entered into only through the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Solomon again invokes God's continued presence with his people, working out his good pleasure to them, to all men, and closes his prayer with a challenge to Israel to be perfect with the Lord, that is fully and wholly committed to his person and standards for a growing spiritual maturity. The Colander reports that Solomon's prayer and benediction were greeted with the coming of fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice on the altar. What a prayer. And now the explanation of those verses about that prayer. All right. As we pick up here with 62, we're getting pretty close to the end now of chapter 8. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Lord. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offering, which he offered unto the Lord, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. The same day did the king hollow the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before the Lord was too little to receive the burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offerings. In 65. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt before the Lord our God, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days, 66. On the 8th day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went into their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord had done for David his servant and for Israel his people. Now the dedication ends with many special sacrifices. All of this took place at the Feast of Tabernacles, which was lengthened 2 weeks to make this a double festival period. And worship should end on a positive note of joyfulness, praise, and thanksgivingfulness to God for all of his goodness. We have now come to the end of chapter 8. God willing, our next trip into Kings will be in 9. 9's not all that long, 28 verses. But as I told you, tomorrow and Sunday, we're going to be in some different scriptures, and we're going to be coming back in to the New Testament days and time. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, I close your word now. And Father, I do thank you for this word. I am thankful for it, Lord. And I know that I need every bit of it. I need to take in everything I can take in and hold in my heart and my mind, so it's there to be used, Father, for your calling upon me, for the work you have lined for me to do. And Father, I praise you. I bless you. I honor you. I give you all the glory, Father. And I'm asking for your blessing upon me. And I'm asking, Father, for you to use me in great and mighty ways and use this ministry, Father, and those of this ministry for thy purpose and for thy greatness. Not ours, but for yours, so that we can be used, and with the Holy Spirit, become harvesters in the field of harvest. Your word tells us it is right. Let us help together, Father, and to bring it in. And Father, keep us in thy word, opening our hearts and minds to be receptive, so, Father, that we miss out on nothing that is good and nothing that you want of us to do. Now, Father, be with each one of us throughout this evening and the night. Keep us all in health and keep us safe throughout the evening and the night. And Father, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby, Millie, Johnson, my wife, those in the nursing home in Brandenburg, for Sue Branson, for Daryl and Debbie, Father, for Courtney and Shane, to stand in need of the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, for Chris and Sam and that little family, and for myself. Lord, that we all can see that we stand in need of more and more each day in order to be your child and to be what you want of us to be. And Father, I'm praying now for the healing of all of our sicknesses, all of our diseases that we have. Let us stand on thy promise and thy faith. Father, help us to strengthen that faith and watch with patience. And we will see this healing done. And I'm asking this today, Father, for all of us and those of our family that are walking in darkness. Holy Spirit, work with them to help to bring them out of darkness to light, that light being Jesus, so that none be lost and all can find salvation and live a changed life, making heaven their home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. I pray that each one has got something from this evening's Bible study and service. And I pray that you'll all be with me in the morning at 10 a.m. And all that will hear this, invite someone else to join with us to hear the word of Almighty God. We have such need today in this land. Now help us to help others and to reach out. Remember me in your prayers. I need your prayers. I need all the prayers I can get. But walk with God, and he will walk with you. Have a great evening and a wonderful night. Bye-bye now.